A COVID outbreak has sought to sabotage the All Blacks' build-up to their first test of the year, rather, against Ireland in Auckland on Saturday night. I'm excited. I hope you all are as well. Coach Ian Foster and two of his assistants, John Plumtree and Scott McLeod, along with midfield backs David Havili and Jack Goodhue, have all tested positive for COVID-19 and are now isolating. Former Ireland coach Joe Schmidt has been rushed in to help out the coaching staff. We're joined now by sports editor Stephen Hewson. Evening, Stephen.
Hey, Nick.
Are we going to see, I know you've got questions here, but I'm going to ask you about RTS because I'm a Warriors fan, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Two midfielders out with COVID. Could we see him, well, maybe not starting, but could he sneak onto the bench, do you think?
Well, it's always a possibility, isn't it? And who knows whether any more of them come down with COVID in the interim. I mean, we're still 5 or 6 days away from the test. I suppose the only silver lining in that respect is that many of the players, Blues included, when you're talking RTS, have already had COVID through the Super Rugby Pacific season. We saw how disjointed that season was with many teams having to have rescheduled games because so many players came down with COVID. So that presumably gives them some sort of a wee bit of immunity for a while, doesn't it, for a couple of months. So that could help them out, but who knows how many else could come down and where that leaves them. They called in Braydon Enor as part of the or to call up to cover that midfield for Havili and Goodhue. So certainly boosts Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's chance to make his debut for the All Blacks.
And so they've been in camp, haven't they? So chances of this, well, affecting more players, chances of the test in general being in jeopardy, what do you think?
Well, like I said, you'd think a fair few of them already had it, so hopefully not. But they've been in Northland and now they're for a training camp. They're about to or have assembled now in Auckland, a training there ahead of Saturday's test. You mentioned there that I suppose the interesting fact is that you've got Joe Schmidt now coming into the mix. You know, it's quite fascinating given his history. 6 years he spent with Ireland coaching them. In fact, he was the coach when Ireland recorded their first ever win over the All Blacks, and Schmidt took them to two wins all up against the All Blacks. The last time the two sides met, November last year, Ireland had a win. So, you know, the All Blacks are looking to turn things around against Ireland, and this can only make things more awkward for them in trying to turn that around. You've got Foster and the likes of Plumtree having to zoom in for meetings and things with players and not actually have a presence there. And they simply need coaches on the ground to try and organise things when you've got a large squad of 36 players or so. Just having people around to make sure things are running smoothly.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. Interesting times indeed. Of course, a lot of pressure on Mr. Foster already, isn't there? So we'll see what happens with the test. Hopefully it goes our way. We'll see you on Saturday. Hey, thanks, Stephen.